the issues.
Massively cut taxes for workers and small businesses.
The candidates.
This election right here is a fight for the future.
Vote, then hear how your vote counts. November 5th at 9.
The Sky covers it.
The Election Station. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Congresswoman Kat Kamick with us. Congresswoman, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, fellas. How are you doing?
We're doing fantastic. So while people are debating what some so-called comedian said about Puerto Rico and all that, and the election looming and all that, okay, what's really going on, you know, in Washington, or things that we truly should be concerned about? I say one of them is Israel, Iran. I think Israel is getting ready to do some major damage on Iran. But I want to get your take. What's really going on?
There is so much, and we don't have enough time to go through everything that's going on. Obviously, we're 6 days out from Election Day, focusing on keeping the House, really, and expanding the majority there. We're going to win the Senate. Republicans will win the Senate, and it may not be the landslide that everyone thinks it's going to be, but we can confidently say that we will pick up two seats, giving Republicans the majority. I feel very strongly that Donald Trump will win the presidency. The things that I'm seeing across the country are so different than what we've seen in years past. I mean, I'm seeing MAGA hats in San Francisco, sign waivers for Trump around Berkeley, people in New York, fully supportive of Trump and Republicans' agenda. I think we're going to have a great night. The thing I am worried about is some of these battleground seats around the House. They're coming down to 1,000, 2,000, 2,500 votes. That is a very, very small, slim margin. And so we have to be very vigilant. We got to push all the way through the end, because it is going to come down to just a handful of maybe 4 or 5 seats that Republicans keep the majority. So that is where our focus is. And then, of course, we have some really, really important amendments here at home on the Florida ballot that people need to really understand what they're voting for when they go into the polling booth.
We've covered those, I think, pretty well, and had several guests on a lot of the issues. But on issue number one, we're going to have a friend of yours, the wife of Representative Byron Donald. She's going to be on with us at 9:05, and she's going to explain the importance of the school board stuff.
Yes, Erica is amazing. She's one of my great friends. And it's funny enough, this morning, just before hopping on the phone with you guys, I was on the phone with Byron Donald, and we were chatting about the next couple of weeks in Washington and what that's going to look like. And I know Erica well. She is a wealth of information, a true patriot, and I'm glad that y'all are having her on the air.
So back to, one of my concerns is while we're all playing with the election ball and what's going to happen and the polling and all that, Israel took out a bunch of missile defense systems in Iran, and I'm speculating that I think the next step, are they going to go and heavily bomb, try to take out their nuclear capabilities? What's your thoughts? And I don't know how much you can actually say.
The unclassified version would be Israel has every right to defend itself and will certainly do what it needs to do to maintain its safety and security for its citizens.
Well, and you know what? You might not know, because I don't think Israel is going to share a lot of plans with us, because the last time around, just weeks ago, there was a major leak from the Biden administration.
Yes. Yes. And that's the thing, is just talking with my counterparts in the Knesset in Israel, I can tell you that there is a growing number of people who are very impatient with the Biden-Harris administration. They don't trust them. Certainly Bibi does not. And, he knows how to handle that relationship. But it is at arm's length, because you can't have it both ways, as we have seen Kamala Harris crisscrossing the country and even parts of the world saying, we need a ceasefire, we need a ceasefire. The release of the hostages is always the secondary thing for her. So they know that right now the Harris-Biden administration, it's not someone who is going to have their back in the way that they can traditionally rely on America. The thing that I always go back to, though, is you have still a staunch number of both Republicans and Democrats in Congress that will stand with Israel, and that's critically important, and they know that. But I do think that there's going to be some timidness leading into the election, because as this escalates, when Donald Trump wins, Iran is going to take a look and say, nope, we're not doing that. That is not something that they want to continue to go down that path. So I think Israel has this small window where they can do some targeted strikes. They can push back. They can really make sure that they're protecting themselves without going too far. So it's going to be a very, very nervous type of week for all of us, not just for the election. But we have a lot of work to do to rebalance the scales, because you see how this weakness that has been coming out of this administration has really made the world a much more dangerous place.
Yeah, I think you're being very flattering when you just call it weakness. Inept and corrupt, I would add. And also, I don't know if you heard, I have a story of a whistleblower coming forward and basically saying that they went after Trump right at the beginning of his campaign, and it was an off-the-books operation, allegedly. James Comey ordered the investigation against Trump and personally directed it. Again, it's allegations. If this is true, wouldn't this be, wouldn't this be huge? You talk about the weaponization. You know all about it. This has got to be a big story.
Yes. You know, I was talking with Jim Jordan yesterday about some of the work that we're doing with weaponization, and that is a huge story. Even the allegation itself is earth-shattering. But the problem that I have seen repeatedly is when we have whistleblowers come forward, you have the full weight of these agencies come and try to shut them down by any means necessary. You look at Garrett O'Boyle or Stephen Friend, who were the FBI agents that came forward, or Marcus Allen, that came forward and said what was really happening at the FBI. Look at what they did to them. They literally made it so that their life was a living hell. Stripped their clearance, but didn't fire them. Well, withheld pay for a year plus. To this day, Garrett O'Boyle is still not being paid, but he is not released from the agency. They will do anything and everything to crush you, and those are the words that they use. So they're trying to intimidate people from coming forward, but some people really do see it, and rightfully so, is their patriotic duty. Their constitutional oath requires that they come forward and disclose when there is something fundamentally wrong, un-American, and unconstitutional happening. So we're going to see more of that, but that only happens post-election because people are terrified of coming forward. And that's all the more reason why we need to keep the weaponization committee going so that we can clean up the mess, because for once, we actually need to follow through and make sure that people are getting fired, that there are actual consequences for breaking the law and engaging in these un-American activities.
Well, hopefully we'll have more information on that. We can discuss it again in the future. Congresswoman Kat Kamik, I know it's crazy busy. We appreciate your time and keep fighting the good fight.
Appreciate you guys. Everybody get out there and vote, vote, vote.
You got it.